Across the black void of this universe, a battle rages, not for freedom, not for territory, not for glory, but to make the multiverse safe for desserts and between-meal snacks. Tonight we present the third or sixth episode in the Food Wars Saga, the Repast of the Jell-O.
Long, long ago, in a soup kitchen far, far out. As you probably don't recall from our last episode, The Empire Bakes Off, the tasteless empire hungered to replace home cooking and fine cuisine with airplane and hospital food. In a bitter battle, they whipped the Rebel Alliance, led by those rapscallions, ham salad, and spam local Russian, the spicy princess Lada Oregano, and a certain pimply-faced kid named Luke Cakewalker, who has become the last of the greatest dessert chefs in the galaxy, a Jell-O Knight. The foul emperor and his side order chef, Darth Amatic, dark lard of the sink, now plot the complete elimination of the rebels from the imperial menu. Little do they realize that the Empire itself will soon eat its words in this, the third, or is it sixth, installment of the mighty Food Wars saga, The Repast of the Jell-O. For our first course, we find the delectable Princess Oregano, in disguise as the bounty hunter Baba Ganoush, sneaking around the speakeasy of that all-around bad egg, Guava the Nut. Having found the frozen 3V dinner containing a side dish of ham salad, Princess Oregano scours the galley in search of a microwave oven.
Someone's in the kitchen with Lata. Someone's in the kitchen, I know. This isn't what I'd call a light meal, even if it is a 3V dinner. Ah, that looks like a functioning microwave. I'll just shove this in, set the oven on defrost, and push start. Well, that looks like that did the trick.
Where am I?
Ham, my popsicle pirate. It's me, Lata. I've come to rescue you.
You? Oh, no. Where's that tinfoil? Let me crawl back in there.
No. Ham, we've got to escape, Sugar Plum. We're in Guava the Nut Speakeasy on the planet Tangerine.
Guava the Nut? Oh, yeah. I owed him a lot of bread, didn't I?
Are you all right, my little cabbage?
God, don't mention cabbage. I just spent 6 months next to a side door of coleslaw. Come on, we'd better scramble before it's too late.
Before what, Captain Salad? Oh.
Too late. I'd know that belch anywhere.
Guava the Nut.
What a tender reunion this is. I see your taste in spicy dishes has improved, even if your acting has not.
Thanks. Say, I was just on my way over to force the dough, IOG, you know, when I got bowled over by Bon Bon Feta Cheese. I lost the long green, but I'm sure we
can... That offer is closed, Ham Salad. You were once the best rum runner in the galaxy. Now you're just a cheap 10-cent sucker. Flunky, drag them off to the moose cow.
Why, that's no Flunky. That's Ham's slippery partner, Spam Local Russian. Spam, what are you doing here?
Shh, moonlighting as a bartender. You rebels don't pay worth beans, you know. Now just come along quietly.
Bartender, bring that pink lady to me.
Don't inflame my temper any further, Guava. You'll be sorry you burned me like this.
Will I? Then I'll just make you my charwoman. Down on your knees and scrub that floor.
But I'm a princess. I'll get dishpan hands.
And as for you, Ham Salad, you may join your furry friend Chubaclava in the...
Wait! Who's that shining figure coming through the saloon door, wearing a light egg beater at his side and a 10-gallon chef's hat on his head?
Isn't that one of those... Jell-O Knights?
That's right, the greatest dessert chefs in the galaxy.
Candygram for Guava the Nut.
It's Luke Cakewalker.
Well, I'm not hiring any dessert chefs right now, pal, so you can just take your Cuisinart and split. Besides, you didn't say the password.
Password? I don't play that game anymore. How about Trivial Pursuit? Answer the question correctly, and you could win... wonderful home kitchen appliances, C3 Peeler, the automated slicer and dicer, and R2 Defrost, the latest design in mobile refrigeration units. Yes, these can be yours if you answer the question correctly. Are you ready, Guava?
What's the question?
The Gelonite power to turn a mine to quivering gelatin. The question is, why a duck?
Why? You can't fool me with that Jell-O mind trick, Cakewalker. The answer is, why a no chicken? And for your impertinence, you will join these others in the pit of the monster Simulac.
Oh, no!
Oh, don't be a goose, Java. You can make hay from this or get beaten to a pulp.
No bargains in this meat market, Cakewalker. I will relish watching you die.
Meanwhile, in the licorice blackness of space, the Empire is brewing up new trouble for our rebel friends. In orbit around the planet Blendor, it is constructing another battle pastry, the new, improved, vitamin-enriched Death Tart. Aboard the incomplete crust of the largest edible weapon in the Milky Way, the galley slaves receive a visitor for tea.
La Dothomatic! This is certainly a chef's surprise. If I knew you were coming, I'd have baked a cake.
I prefer you spend your efforts on the Death Tart, Commander Jujubee. The Emperor wants to know what's cooking. He suspects the job is still a trifle underdone.
I assure you, sir, the Death Tart is proceeding according to recipe.
That doesn't cut the mustard. The Emperor wants this battle pastry ready, toot sweet.
But we can serve no Death Tart before its time.
You may explain that to the Emperor yourself when he comes to dinner tonight. I don't think you'll want him asking, "Where's the beef?"
Yes, my lord, we'll get cooking right away.
Back on the planet Tantarine, Guava is making good on his promise by taking Lada, Ham, and Luke on a little fishing expedition in the desert of Lorna Doone with them as bait. As Guava's garbage scow hovers over the dreaded pit of macaroon, our friends huddle together on the deck, awaiting Guava's order.
I'll have pastrami on rye with lots of mayo and hold the pickles.
I'll bet he's a secret sauce agent for the Empire. The pickles are the best part.
So, that's the dreaded pit of macaroon.
Ugh.
It looks like there's a giant baby bottle down there.
Enjoy the last course of your lives while you can. Soon you will be tossed into the dreaded pit of macaroon, home of the monster Simulac, where you'll be drowned in baby formula until dead.
You're gonna milk our execution for all it's worth, huh?
You mean we're going to get creamed?
Better make a clean breast of things, Guava. Or else you'll receive your just desserts.
Oh, what's the matter, Sir Jell-O Knight? Don't you want to go out with a big splash?
This whole scene sucks. I gotta pull our chestnuts out of the fire somehow. We need a diversion. Let's see. Maybe a little cheesecake will do the trick. That twink of a gunner over there looks like a juicy victim. Hey, Big Mac, this here Dairy Queen has two hands that would love to handle your Whopper. Want to play some patty cake? Got him. Now to turn this deck gun on. Wait a minute. This cannon only shoots puffed rice.
Here's our chance, Luke. Time to stir things up a little.
I already did. I just threw a spoon into the rotary blade of this scow's garbage disposal unit. Any moment now, it's gonna burst like an overripe eggplant.
That's just great. How are we... Wait, look.
No, it's pronounced Luke. Long you.
It's Spam, local Russian. He's got the droids and Chubaklava. If he can just slip over to his skimmer...
Not so fast, you.
I know how you get all choked up at these long goodbyes, Guava. Serves you right for wearing this long string neck and bib.
When I brought you on board for necking... This wasn't what I had in mind.
Come on, Lada. We gotta swing over to Spam Skinner. Grab a hold of this vine, cable.
Well, okay, but do I have to do the yell too?
Of course. It's traditional.
Oh!
Well, looks like the party's all here. Are we cholesterol-free?
Clear as aspic, Spam. On to the Marshmallow Falcon and the Rebel base.
Right, punch in our first course, Chewie.
Bantha burgers.
Sorry, Chewie. All the Bantha burgers were left on Guava's garbage scow.
And so our heroes, egged on by the excitable Chubaclava, scramble back to the Rebel base. Meanwhile, in a darker pit of the galaxy, we find the dark lard Darth Emetic chewing the fat with that highest of big cheeses, the Emperor.
Bread together.
Yes, your oiliness. We've prepared an imperial spread for you in the galley.
Don't bother to butter me up, Darth Emetic. I hope you have your facts down, Pat.
I'm pleased as punch to lick those sticky rebels in one last glorious food fight.
Good, good. But I've heard things on the grapevine that are raising some doubts. I understand you wish to continue your search for the young cakewalker.
Yes, vengeance is so close, I can taste it.
Well, I want to put that project on the back burner, Darth. This battle pastry is more important. Besides, the Klingons have a saying, revenge is a dish best served cold.
Yes, but that is the wrong movie, my Emperor.
Don't pepper me with crummy details, Darth Emetic. But you need not stew in your anger. The young cakewalker will seek you out. And when he does, with our combined power, we will turn him to the dark side of the fork.
But if Luke's ears are burning as others mull over his fate, he takes no notice, for has returned to the planet Dagobah, where he first learned the ways of the fork from a strange little jello knight named Yogurt.
Of course we had to come back to Dagobah, R2-D Frost. I promised Yogurt and Ben Canapé that I'd come to finish my training as a Jell-O Knight. Ugh, this place hasn't changed a bit. Still thick as pea soup. Aha, there's Yogurt's gingerbread hut.
Just in time for dinner you are.
Yogurt, there you are. I came back.
What second helpings do you? Some lovely watercress tort I've made, and some squash surprise.
Well, Yogurt.
And some eggplant upside down cake and bean sprout buns and... Why you make a face like that at me? My cooking you don't like anymore? Me you don't love anymore?
Oh, no, Yogurt, you don't understand. I don't have time for that now.
And parsley sage, rosemary, you have not either, I bet. What kind of Jell-O Knight are you?
That's just it. I've come back to catch up on my training.
Too late you are. Close that offer is. Sale last Thursday ended. No more in stock.
But why?
Time for me to pause for my last supper it is. To that macrobiotic co-op in the sky I go. To that restaurant at the end of the universe.
No! Yogurt, you can't go yet.
Stop me, Triand.
There is no try, only do.
Wise ass. Now help me lie down in the quiche crust, you must.
Yogurt, before you go, is Darth Omatic really my father?
Spilled the beans, did he? Yes, but weaken you, this knowledge will. Your courage water down, it will. Let the Emperor turn you, do not. Strong in your family, the fork is. There is another cake.
Another cake? I don't need any more food.
Luke?
Ben?
Luke!
Ben!
Let's not go through this again, Luke. Remember, Yogurt and I will be with you always.
Yeah, there's an aftertaste already. Why didn't you tell me Darth Emetic was my father?
You didn't ask.
But you said he was killed during the Scone Wars.
I only fudged the facts a little. When I first met your father, Heineken Cakewalker, he worked in a family-owned candy factory, owned by a fellow named Wonka, as I recall. When I saw his skill in using the fork, I thought I might train him to be a Jell-O Knight. But no! Your father unfortunately fell into a vat of chocolate. After eating his way out of that sticky mess, he could never face being a dessert chef again. It was no trouble for the Emperor to pervert him. Now he is more a kitchen utensil than human cook.
But if he's my father, I shouldn't try to squash him. In fact, I won't fight him. I'm quitting, cold turkey.
If you lack the moral fiber, Luke, then the Empire has won.
Well, that's just tough beans. Speaking of which, I'm hungry again. Where's that other cake?
Other cake?
Yeah, Yogurt, just before he croaked, said, there is another cake.
Ugh. I believe he was trying to say, there is another cake, Walker. You were separated from your twin sister when you were just little sprouts. You went to my brother Ozone on the planet Tangerine. Your sister became the ward of Senator Oregano on the planet Appledome.
Oregano? As in Lotta Oregano? Lotta is my sister? Crumbs, there goes my chance for a juicy love scene.
Lotta has talent with the fork too, Luke. You must teach her, but first you must whip Darth-O-Matic before the rebellion melts under his tyranny.
Oh, all right, I'll do it. The way this script is corkscrewing me around, I feel a little ripe for rebellion myself.
So Luke rejoins his rebel friends, and together they fly to the planet Blendor to stick their fingers into the Empire's pie. With the use of a Cracker Jack secret decoder ring, they slip through the Empire's gelatin force field and land on the planet's garden-covered surface. Luke and Ham, in their souped-up Oscar Mayer Wienermobiles, go scouring the landscape for Imperial dorm supers, leaving Princess Oregano in an herb garden to forage for herself.
Why do they get to grab for all the gusto? Haven't I come a long way, baby? Say, what's that over there? That fussy little guy with the flat metal bowl on his head.
Teppanyaki fishy.
Put down that cleaver. I won't hurt you. I think I recognize your language. I'll try. Kung Pao Teriyaki?
Mugu Daipan?
Now we're cooking. Tempura Sukiyaki.
Mushu Amandin.
This is great. I wish I knew what I was saying.
And while Lotta marinates her tongue in a different part of Blendor, Ham, Luke, Chubaklava, and a certain mobile kitchen appliance make their way through a sinister field.
Wow, look at this stuff. Why, that corn is as high as an elephant's eye.
Yeah, well, if you'd been watching where we were going instead of old musicals, you wouldn't have crashed the Wienermobile. Now we've got to hitchhike in enemy territory.
Not only that, the crash ding-donged my software. I've forgotten the recipe for making Bantha burgers.
I think we'll survive, C-3-Peeler. As for you, Chewie, just stuff it, will ya?
Especially since there's a Bantha burger stand right over there.
Oh,
where?
That works, and now there'll be no holding him back.
Let me at him! Let me at him!
The old snack-in-a-box trick. I should have known. Now what do we do? What are those noises?
Kushiyaki!
Chop-suey!
Hey, who are those little furry guys in the middle hats? And why are they tying us up?
I just remembered that these are the walks. They're the best stir-fry cooks in the galaxy. They must be on the lamb from the Empire. They'd never lick the spoons of Darth-O-Matic.
Sounds like they have good taste in enemies. Trouble is, it looks like they're heating a giant wok to cook our goose.
But we don't have a goose, sir.
Oh, shut up, turkey, and stop acting chicken.
Well, well, isn't this a sight to feast my eyes on?
Lotta, get us out of here.
I'd love to, Ham, but these guys won't let me near you. They're dying to know what a manhandler soup tastes like.
They're dying. We're dying. Do something.
Well, I can speak their tongue a little.
Tell them we're poisonous or something.
Wasabi fugu? Kimchi lapsang souchong? They don't buy it, ma'am.
We're going to buy it if somebody doesn't do something.
Lotta, Yogurt said that you know how to use the fork.
Of course I can use a fork. I was a well-bred child. I even carry one with me, see?
Good. Now use that fork to reach over to C-3-Peeler and flick the switch on his back.
The switch? Oh, no, Master Luke. That turns on the recorded sales pitch.
Here goes.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up for a demonstration of the one, the only C-3-Peeler multifunction kitchen sound machine. hundreds of blades, thousands of uses. I can chop, slice, dice, core, peel, puree, skewer, mash, hash.
It's working! Hash, they're bowing down to him!
Maybe they're just impressed by the number of sharp pointy things he's carrying. Speaking of which, can you use that fork to pry off these ropes?
Sure. This piece of cake, honey bun.
Cut the sweet talk and get to work, will ya? Okay. Yeah, thanks, okay. While you're at it, will you shut that thing off?
But wait, there's more.
You got it.
For the next 30 seconds only with this offer, you will get a free.
Okay, Ham, you take the woks and organize them into a crack, quick strike chef's union. I have to chew the fat with Lotta here.
Gonna rub the rhubarb a little, eh, Romeo? Better you than me. All right, you wacky woks, let's fry. Hit them up, move them out.
Lotta, there's something very important I have to tell you.
Oh, brother, not again.
How'd you know I was your brother?
Huh? Oh, just using my noodle, Luke. And my noodle tells me this can only get worse.
Oh, well, it's true. We're peas from the same pod. But even though our romance has been nipped in the bud, Yogurt wanted me to tell you that you can use the fork, too. I'm going to make mincemeat out of Dad, Darth-O-Matic. But I want you to know that, just in case I,
Bite the dust?
Yeah. In case that happens, then you have to become the last Jell-O Knight.
Imagine my Turkish delight. Luke, I can't become the great dessert chef. I'll gain 20 pounds and lose my girlish figure.
Well, your loss will be the galaxy's gain, or something. Anyway, I gotta beat it to the Empire's stomach destroyer. May the fork be with you, Lotta.
Fork you too, Luke.
So the doughty young cakewalker leaves the wok planet Blendor and stalks into the starchy, gelatinous Imperial Death Tart, where he is met by his dark nemesis, Darth-O-Matic.
So, Luke Cakewalker, you felt the time was ripe to come drink from the Fountain of Wisdom.
Actually, I came to give you some advice, Pop.
I must say you have a lot of moxie, boy.
I've come to tell you that you still have good taste.
The Empire does not want those with good taste. It wants those... Never mind. There is a future in bland food, my son. Fine restaurants may come and go, but there will always be hospitals and cafeterias. Places where people will eat what you feed them because they have to. The feeling of power is so delicious. Intoxicating, like champagne.
I get no kick from champagne. Face it, Sugar Daddy. I think the Empire's scheme is completely tasteless.
In that case, I have no choice but to ask you to dinner as the entree.
Put down that blender, Darth-O-Matic. I know when I'm licked.
I knew you'd see sweet reason. So, when can we put you to work in the soup kitchen?
Right after a word from our sponsor. Chocolate!
Ah, no! Don't!
Fudge! Semi-sweet! Milk! Mousse! Mole!
I can't stand!
Devil's food! Truffles! Pudding! Chocolate! Chocolate! Chocolate!
No! No! Stop! I once fell into a vat of...
Chocolate!
I'm melting! Melting! Who ever thought a sweet boy like you could turn out so bitter?
Well, how'd you like them apples? Darth-O-Matic was half made out of molded chocolate. When his motor circuits overheated, he melted himself.
So you think just because you have turned your father into fudge sauce, you have defeated the Empire?
No, my father defooted me in the last episode.
Well, I shall teach you to trifle with us. I'll have you know the new, improved, vitamin-enriched Death Tart is ready ahead of schedule.
Sounds like a half-baked idea to me.
Not at all. We built a microwave oven around it. Then we set the oven on instant, and the Death Tart rose to the occasion. You and your rebel friends will be poached, and your little droids, too.
Seeing his hopes, as well as his dad, melt before his eyes, Luke escapes and gathers with his assorted nuts, friends, clinging bravely onto the crust of the Death Tart for a last batch of planning before they choose a final course of action.
You mean all that's left of our dad is chocolate syrup?
It was a messy end, Lotta. I guess that's why they call it a mess hall.
Well, now that we're here on the crust of the Death Tart, what are we going to do?
I don't know. It's so much bigger than the last one.
Yeah, and after the last one, you had indigestion for a year. I think it's time your plots are bigger than your stomach, old bean.
But the Emperor threatened to launch the Death Tart at the Rebel base by high noon.
Oh, great. Let's do lunch.
I didn't think the Empire went for fast food.
When this baby goes, she'll be faster than a run for the bathroom after a plate of Bantha burgers.
We know, Chewie. You could eat a whole planet full of Bantha burgers.
Wait! That gives me an idea. That explains everything.
What?
Yogurt was right. There is another. But he was wrong, too. You aren't my twin, Lotta.
I'm not?
No. My long-lost twin is Chubaclava.
Oh, bro.
Chewie is your twin?
Sure. He just needs a little garnish. Now, Chewie, I want you to wash the pretty flashing lights on my light egg beater. You are getting hungry. Hungrier and hungrier. Now, Chewie, the Empire was lying when they called this thing we're standing on the Death Tart. It's not really a battle pastry at all. Do you know what it is?
What?
It's a giant Bantha burger, Chewie, and it's all yours!
Look at him go!
We'd better get back on board the Marshmallow Falcon before there's nothing left to stand on!
I'll never make Bantha burgers again.
Is that a promise?
After this, you won't have to. Come on, let's make like old cheese and start running!
You know, I feel kind of bad about just leaving him there.
It's all right, Luke. I'm sure Chewie's well-preserved and happy in that great dairy food section in the sky.
But think what a great Jell-O night he would have made. He had so much capacity. He could stomach anything.
But, Luke, what good would a dessert chef be who only makes Bantha burgers?
I think the universe is better off without him.
So you're twice a hero, Luke. You've done two feats in one.
Double your pleasure, double your... Well, speaking of which, the Woks are having a sushi party down on Glendore. Want to go?
Sure, let's go for the gusto.
It doesn't get any better than this.
It's Miller time!
I think I'll go lie under a beer truck now.
Wait, out that porthole. I can see Yogurt and Ben and Dad. They're smiling at me. No, they're grimacing and gesturing at me. They're thumbing their noses at me. Why, those lily-livered, sugar-coated...
And so our heroes slip away to party, knowing the universe has become a tastier place in which to live. Join us next time in about 20 years or so when we bring you episode 1 of our continuing convoluted saga, The Scone Wars, coming a long time from now in a cafeteria far, far away.